Father, we thank you for your love and kindness and your goodness, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, that you say in your word your kindness that leads to repentance, Lord. And Father, this morning I really pray that we will understand another side of who you are, God, and of who you want us to be as Christians in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your presence here, Lord. I thank you that your presence changes lives, Lord. And Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus for your Holy Spirit just gently touch us, Lord. Just gently come and touch every person to bring us to a new place in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. My message this morning is kindness. Now, you've probably seen the kindness here and been wondering what this is all about. Some people say it's been many preach about hell. What does kindness and hell have to do with one another? So we just want to leave it there. Because I had a word in my heart that God just said to me, kindness. And I didn't know what it meant, but I knew God wanted us to change. He wants us to be kind. So we just thought, me and Yaku and Carmen and Gerard, we prayed about it. God, what do you want to do? So we said, let's do something visual about it. So that's the reason for the kindness. But kindness, if you just go to the next part, is the language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Mark Twain said that. And ek het gekyk na Afrikaans, as jy kyk na die vrugte van die gees, het dit vriendelikheid. Maar dit is nie heeltemal vriendelikheid nie. Dit is goede tierenheid. Maar die beste Afrikaanse woord wat daarvan kan kry is om nice te wees. Dit is die beste woord, want dit is nie meer as goedheid, dit is ons goedness. But then, last week in Facebook, I saw Pastor Fred in his sermon, he said, as believers, we need to be known for our gentleness. This is the beginning of Christ-likeness. So I knew God is really speaking to us as a church about the character and the softness of being Jesus, of how we portray, of how we come forward. So I've just been looking at kindness and something we don't really understand. I don't believe all of us understand it, but kindness is one of the greatest gifts you can give to another. If someone is in need, lend him a helping hand. Do not wait for a thank you. True kindness lies within the act of giving without expecting anything back. That is what kindness is. Princess Diana, that was a funny for the wife at the school. But she said, carry on a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, save in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. So, ek wil graag julle 'n video klip wys oor wat ek dink kindness is. I just believe you can't demonstrate, you can't talk about kindness, you can only act kindness. And I want you to go just research a little bit what science is saying about kindness. And the one thing is that they say children will never be happy if they don't give kindness. If they receive kindness, they will never truly be happy. And I just want to say to our parents, we don't raise our children to be happy. We raise them to be godly. It's a big difference. You can't give your children happiness. You must teach them to be godly. God looks after the happiness that can come by itself. But children are born to want to give. But between when they are born till the age of when they are grade 4, they unlearn to give. Because we give to them all the time. So they never do kinds of acts because we always give it to them. Ons leer nooit vir hulle om self te gee nie. So, wat ek het besef met julle ouens, as moenie met jou speelgoed beklei nie. Share jou speelgoed. Gee vir iemand jou broodjie. As iemand jou broodjie wil hê, gee vir jou hele broodjie. Moenie net een broodjie gee nie. Dis wat kindness is. As mamma kwaad met jou is, dan gee vir haar drukkie. Mense vries. Geen maar drukkie. Dit is wat kindness is. Julle gaan baie gelukkiger wees as julle gaan kind wees. Julle gaan nice wees. It says that if you are kind, you are more likely to have good friendships, to be accepted by your peers, and to be promoted. It says that people who are kind will have an increase in well-being, health, popularity, and to be accepted among peers. They will be more positive, and they're more likely to have higher academic achievement. So it also says in one study that people who are kind are less likely to get Alzheimer's disease. So there's something about the kindness, and this one guy said, he said, once you There's one problem with random acts of kindness. Once you start to smile, it stays with you and it makes you lighter. And the effects are contagious and you tend to repeat it. So there's something about kindness that God, that science says, changes you, that makes you more happy as a person. Then also smiling. We are born to have a smile. So if we can hear that you want to cave, lungs here, in front, in smile, we celebrate. Don't you smile and celebrate? Every single day. Man looked at the yearbook of people and he looked at the photos on the yearbook, and then it was in the 1960s, Barack Obama was one of them. And the people with the smiles of the 20, 30, 40 years were the people who attained success. They start, and the guys with the longest smiles on average live longer on their yearbooks. Children smile 400 times a day. Adults between 20 and I think 40. This is why we die, because we stop smiling. Smile is, it changes lives when we smile. When we smile at people, and the effect is that you look better. People say that people who smile look more attractive and you look more competent because you smile. Isn't that amazing? I thought it was really amazing. But what really needs to be amazing is that God wants us to be kind. This is in God's heart. If you look at Proverbs 3, in the New Living Translation, it says, never let royalty and kindness leave you. Then you will find favor with God and with people, and you will earn a good reputation. So you can't come to me anymore and say, people at work don't like me. It's because you're not loyal and you're kind. That's why people don't like you. You will have an increase in reputation, and you will have favor with men and with God, because you are kind and you are loyal. Because you don't frown and you rather smile, and you will live longer because of that. This is really God's heart. I really believe, because He wants to give favor to us as Christians for one reason, because we are kind, and kindness comes with a big smile. Then Colossians 3 says, we must put on, as God's chosen ones, we must put on compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. We must bear one with one another. We must forgive one another with a smile. Romans 2 verse 4 says, God's kindness is meant to lead people to repentance. So if God's kindness leads people to repentance, our kindness will also lead people to repentance. So there's a place where people come in and they want to come to God, but it's the lack of kindness in who we are that actually pushes people away. And I really believe this is a change that God wants to make in our hearts, that we will become kind. Now, die volgende versie mag julle onder ag is, mag nie opkyk, julle moet afkyk, so julle kan doen. En ek wil nie vir julle bang maak nie, maar ek wil vir die mense wat nog groter is bang maak. Romans 11 verse 22 says, note the kindness and the severity of God. God is kind, but He's also severe. He's severe to those who have fallen. Maybe you've experienced it in my hand. But God's kindness to you, provided that you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you'll be cut off. And I'm going to use this to quite a lot, the cutting off. If we are not kind, God is quite serious about it. He's going to cut us. He's going to cut us off, He says in His word. So, 2 Timothy 2 says that ignore foolish, ignorant controversies. Don't quarrel with one another. Don't be quarrelsome, but be kind to everyone. Be able to teach, be patient in enduring evil, correcting your opponents with gentleness, so that God can help them to come closer to Him. Now, kindness is not about giving money. Don't go out there and want to give money to everyone. It's not, I've put you on a guilt trip. Sometimes we have to be cruel to be kind. There is a place of discipline when you walk a road with someone. And unfortunately, I have to say this, that there was a man that we brought into our midst. We walked the road with him. Money was his weakness. And he tend to do things that upset us a lot. But Yaku came with the idea that we're going to give him a salary when he helps here and serves here, on one condition, that he doesn't ask anyone money. And we We did it once, and then we would warn him twice, and we warned him three times with the third person. We did through all of it, and again, and again, and again. And we put up this as well. Please, guys, don't give money. And unfortunately, we had to ask him to leave. So the only way to come back is when he publicly repents. So I really want to say that this is not kindness. Don't feel guilty when someone comes to you with asking money. We need to disciple people to trust in God and not in our goodness. Because if I take money out all the time, they trust in me and not in God. So kindness is not about giving money. Kindness is an attitude of love. 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is patient and kind. It does not envy. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. It doesn't consist in its own way. Love is kind. So if there's, as our 200 verses says, and again it's nice, and the onion is leaf, dan weet hoe gaan jy gaan. Maar so, dan weet hoe gaan jy gaan. As die een juffrou nice is, en die onion is kwaai, dan weet hoe gaan jy gaan. Dan die kind energy. Ja, allemaal voor dan die kind juffrou toe gaan. That's the picture, these two teachers, one is nice, one is kind, one is not. You will always be drawn to the kind one. And this is what I really believe God wants to do in our hearts. There's also this thing that we many times say, offense is taken, it's not given. But it's actually a lie. God wants us not to give offense. In 1 Corinthians 10 it says, give no offense to Jews, Greeks, to the church, but pray to the Lord on its behalf. Just try to please everyone and everything. Not seeking your own advantage, but that many may be saved. So that there's an attitude where we want to please people, we want to be kind to them, we want to change lives. Jeremiah says, if we seek the welfare of the city, and we pray for the city where we live, that city will bring kindness to us, it will bring welfare to where we are. So there's a place where all those people start changing people. As people change, the city will actually be kind to who we are. So, when I looked in the Bible, I looked at what the whole thing about fruit is, kindness is a fruit. So I thought, I said, I've got two volunteers to demonstrate the whole thing about fruit. In Matthew 7, it talks about a narrow gate and a narrow road. And it's difficult to walk on a narrow road. But it leads to eternity. But then there's a wide road and a wide gate. And it's easier. Many is on that road, but it leads to destruction. And it talks about the false teachers. You must be careful of them. And then it says in a new scripture, it says you will recognize them by their fruit. You will recognize them by the fruit. You will know by the fruit of a person whether he's sick or whether he's from God. So, it says every healthy tree bears good fruit. So we can know the tree by the fruit whether it's a good tree or whether it's a diseased tree. Because the diseased tree will have bad fruit. So you are either a good tree with good fruit, because a good tree cannot have bad fruit. And a diseased tree, the word actually means disease, not bad. A diseased tree cannot have good fruit. So you will see by the fruit that the person has, that person is with Jesus or not with Jesus. So kindness is one of them. Is a good fruit. So what I want to say to you is that God is serious about us having fruit. When I studied this, that God why I balanced it is that ons moet goeie mense moet wees. Dat die vrugte wat ons het goed moet wees. Maar wat is hierdie vrugte? And what are the fruits? What are the bad fruits? And we talk about bad fruits. Now the first one that I just sexual immorality. As jy met iemand seks het, en jy is nie getrou met daardie persoon nie, dis wat dit sê. As jy dit doen, is jy 'n disease tree. En die volgende jy sê, impurity, the word in Greek is porno. As jy in porno is, is jy 'n disease tree. As jy dom, as jy jong, sê dit, jy's 'n die boom, jy is ongesond. En dit sê, idolatry is anything that you put between you and God. Sorcery is Harry Potter en Twilight Zone. En vampire is al die goed. As jy daarvan hou, jy wil net dit kyk die hele tyd. Dan sê dit, jy's 'n disease tree. Fits of anger. Ek wil net dit sê. Die paas is road rage. As jy road rage kry, is jy 'n disease tree. Asseblief, moenie vir my kom sê, hou dit net pat op geraai en ek moes my inhou. Gelukkig die Here het my geseën en ek het opgestaan. Hy is 'n disease tree. You know why it happened? Because you drive like a that person. That's why the person wants to pull you off and fight with you, not because he's angry, but because you're a diseased tree. Then he talks about drunkenness. Christians, we don't get drunk. Orgies, I hope not. Then it says, those who do these things, but yet will not inherit the kingdom of God. And what's the good fruit of time? The good fruit is love, joy, peace, and then right in the middle, kindness. Ek wil graag net hier is vasgesit het, maar ons gaan nou 'n plan maak. Because I just believe this is in the middle of all the fruit. Kindness, and then you have goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. If this is in you, this is the character of Jesus. If that is in you, you can be confident that this is where you are. You can know there's no love. If you're anxious in your heart, There's something wrong. There's a disease in you, and Jesus wants to change it. The whole thing about faithfulness. And faithfulness means when you say, I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock, you are there at 8 o'clock. Every time. That is faithfulness. That God wants us to be healthy trees and bear good fruit. So, okay. Now, when you look at John 15, when it talks about the fruit, and you can go and read it all for yourself, but I just wanted to show you some of it. It says, whoever abides in me, and I in him, so whoever is in Jesus, and Jesus in him, he will bear much fruit. So as ons in Jesus is, kan ons baie vrugte dra. Sonder Jesus, kan ons niks doen nie. Verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away like a branch, and he withers. The branch is gathered and thrown in the fire and burned. So as jy 'n disease tree is, word jy uitgetrek en in die vuur gegooi en jy brand. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So as jy 'n healthy tree is, 'n gesonde boom is, met die vrugte, wat jy ook al vra, God sal dit jou gee. Dis nie my ding. En dis wat God wil hê. Hy wil hê ons almal moet daai vrugte dra. So that what we ask of God, whatever we ask, He will give to us. Verse 8 says, God is glorified by the fact that we have good fruit. God is glorified. God kry die glorie wat Hy wil hê ons goeie vrugte dra. And then it says that we bear fruit and we prove that we are His disciples. How does God know that we are His disciples? Because we have peace. We have love. And we have joy and faithfulness and goodness and kindness and self-control and gentleness. If we have that, then we prove we are God's disciple. John 15 says, God chose us, God het vir ons gekies, en om vrugte te dra, to go and bear fruit, so that whatever we ask, He will give to us. And that is His commandment. He wants us to love one another. So, I'm going to ask you this morning, what tree, which tree are you? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or the tree of life? If you're a diseased tree, you cannot change by yourself. You will never have the fruit. Only Jesus can change you, because He must do a new work in you. If you're a good fruit, good tree, but your fruits are small and tiny, and it doesn't bless people anymore, then God comes to prune us so that we can bear much fruit. The difference between cutting and pruning is that much. If you cut, it doesn't grow again. It gets thrown into the fire. If it prunes, it still hurts. Ask me, I've been pruning quite a lot lately. It hurts, but you bear much fruit. And God wants us to bear much fruit. So if you are a disease tree, if you're sitting here, you know you are diseased. I've got good news to you this morning. There's a heaven, it's eternity, it's love, it's patience, it's goodness, it's the presence of God, was Engel, the starters van hope. Ek kan net net van die valeer, maak nie sit nie. En as God, God the Father, and He's a Father, and He loves. God loves all people. But He's also holy. And He's just. And because He's holy, we cannot come in His presence if we have the bad. And that is sin. Sin is the bad thing. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The result of sin is death. But God's given us great news. He's given us Jesus. He gave His only begotten Son that whoever believes in Him will have eternal life and will not perish. How do you respond to that? In faith. And I just want to show you the next scripture. And I think this is very important. You see that Jesus was given to us by God in kindness. That was God's ultimate act of kindness that He gave to us, His Son Jesus Christ, that by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not that our doing, it's not the works that we do, but it's a gift of God. That is the ultimate kindness that Jesus Christ has done for us to die on the cross. How do you respond to it? You say, God, I recognize I'm a bad tree, a disease tree. My fruit is not healthy. I want you to come and change me. You come before God, you repent. You say, Lord, please forgive me for my sin. I ask you to come into my heart, to come and do a new work in me, to be reborn. And you become a reborn Christian. Then God's Spirit comes upon you, and you become a healthy tree. And the fruit will be small in the beginning, but it will start growing and growing and growing as you grow into the Christ. So I want to ask you this morning, are you a healthy tree? Or are you a disease tree? And you can measure it by the smile that you have on your face. If there's no smile on your face, it's because there's no fruit in your life. It's either going to be a pruning, or it's going to be a cutting. The choice is yours. I want to say, sometimes I go to the youth guys and watch the youth moments, and I walk in there and I see you guys. Some of you, I can see, have been baptized. And I can see you haven't been baptized. I see your smiles. You go like, it's not like, it's not like you saw me. I couldn't taste the fun. I feel me need to know. But they were, for honoring, it was each in a life. I don't need to be in the word of God, Jesus. But it's so lekker, but each in a heart to be here. The next step, once you become born again, is a place where you get baptized. Jesus Himself had to be baptized. Why did Jesus have to be baptized? Because everyone said, I was circumcised as a baby. Only the Gentiles were baptized. But Jesus said, I must be baptized, that all righteousness can be fulfilled in me. So Jesus Himself had to be baptized. So we are going to baptize people. If you are not baptized, you want to be baptized, ons gaan mense doop. Vandag ons hou julle op 6 of 7 minute op onder die water dat julle op geskop. Ons het ook al mense doop. En dan bid ons vir julle. Dit is by Jesus kom. En dan bid ons vir julle dat julle lewens vir altyd verander. Want dit is self. So we are going to baptize people today. So I know you're very excited. You want to be in the baptized. Some of you just want to come and see the 7-minute thing. I'll like a little bit there. Then it's a place where we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is such an amazing gift to receive. When you read Acts 19, you can maybe just look in your Bible, just see when these people heard the message, they believed, and they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And then Paul came and he laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues, and they prophesied. They spoke in tongues and they prophesied. Maybe you think you have the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you, do you speak in tongues? Do you prophesy? Because that's a sign that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Because a natural outflow of the Holy Spirit upon you is the gift of the Holy Spirit. You get words of knowledge. You get words of wisdom. Prophetic words. You lay hands on the sick and they get healed. You distinguish between spirits. You pray for people and their legs grow. Miracles. You speak in tongues. You interpret tongues as the tongues come forward. There's something in you that changes, keeps, that God gives by His Spirit to all of us. It's not for one or two people, it's for everyone. Everyone, God wants all of us to have these gifts. But with the gifts comes the fruit. The fruit is the character of God. It is the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Gifts are given, fruit are grown. You get the gifts, the fruit, because you are in God. You can step with the Holy Spirit. And as you are being led by the Spirit, the fruit just comes automatically in your life. So I want to ask you, which tree are you? The disease tree or the healthy tree? Because you get the fruit when the Spirit of God is in you, when you walk in the Spirit of God. So I want to say to you, if you want to receive the Spirit, you must first receive Jesus. Jesus had to come to the earth, and then He said, it's to your advantage that I must go so that the Spirit can come. If you want the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you must first receive Jesus. Acts 10 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus said, whatever we ask in His name, we will get. He said, if you believe in my name, you will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. You will pray for the lepers and they will be cleansed. The lame will walk, the deaf will see, the dumb will hear. He said, greater things than He did, we will do. We will walk in water, we will change water into wine. It's all by the power of God. It's because of the Holy Spirit that comes upon us. And then it says, Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for Jesus was with them. This is the ministry that God has given to us, the ministry of reconciliation. When you look at 2 Corinthians, I think I put it up on the board as well, 2 Corinthians 5 says that the love of God controls us. The New King James Version says, the love of God compels us to not live for ourselves anymore, but to live for Jesus. The old has passed and the new has come. You become a new creature in Christ, that you don't want to do the old things anymore. You want to do the new things, and you understand that you've been reconciled to God the Father through Jesus Christ. And now you just want to go and get other people to come to Jesus. The ministry of reconciliation we all should have if the Spirit of God is upon us. You just have this desire to reach out to the poor, to the needy, to the widows, to the orphans. You can't help yourself. You just have to help. You have to get these people to come closer to Jesus. And then after that, where you want to go, you want to tell people about the love of Jesus. Because of what Jesus has done in you. That is when the Spirit of God has come upon you. You can't help yourself. Your life changes because this is the fruit that grows and manifests in your life because the tree is healthy. So I want to ask you this morning, where are you? Are you a diseased tree? Are you a healthy tree with no fruit? Because with both, there's some fatting involved. The one that's diseased gets thrown into the fire. The one that gets pruned, that branches gets thrown into the fire. But then when the knife comes, it bears much fruit. The last scripture I just want to show you that I'm doing this because God is serious about kindness. I just want to give you the last scripture there. This is what God requires from us. To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly before God. So I just want to ask you guys to close your eyes. And just before God, they can just come up. And I just want to ask you, just close your eyes where you are. And I want to ask yourself, just say the following, Lord, where am I? where am I? Am I a diseased tree? If I am, I want to ask you, does it concern you? Because it really concerns me. Because the result of this is serious cutting. And the result of that is fire. I mean, are you a good tree? But the fruit is very small. And the thing about the fruit is they see in the fruit. When you have fruit, it blesses people around you. They don't only get the fruit, but they also get the seed. And the seed grows. And it brings forth life. And it brings forth a harvest. That's why God wants us to bear much fruit. Or are you sure you are in a place where you bear much fruit? Ask you to be bold, I know. I'm not going to ask you to raise a pinky and then your thumb and then your hand. I'm just going to ask you, if you're a diseased tree and you want to make a choice for Jesus, just to come forward and we can pray with you. Because this is for eternity. This will change your life for eternity. And the boldness you respond now will determine the boldness that you would live in Christ. If you want to be bold today and say, I need Jesus, I can't be, this is nothing to be ashamed of, this is the biggest step of your life. If you want to respond to Jesus today, because you understand, I'm a diseased tree, and my fruit is bad, and I want Jesus to change this. Can I just ask everyone to stand, because those people that need to come forward, you must come now. Just come forward. You know who you are. Thank you. Just come forward. I just want everyone to close their eyes. If you're not responding, I want you to pray. Get some facilitators to come forward, please. Even if there's children and you want jylle to staan en ek is nie, as ek vandag in die hemel moet gaan, voor God moet staan, en hy gaan my vraag, en hy gaan my vraag oor al die vrugte wat nie gesond is nie. En dit vraag jou, en jy wil vandag, soos wat God op Steven gesê, hy het een Christen geword, maar jylle vandag sê, ons wil een Christen word. Is hy enig jy van jylle wat so voel, dat jylle in jylle hand opsteek, dat jy span net voor dat het jou gekoord. Is hy enig jy met anders, die wat nie sê, vir oogend, ek kan nie skaam wees hier oor nie. Dit is niks om skaam te wees. I just want to ask you to come forward, please, just come forward, and pray with you. Don't be embarrassed, God, it's nothing to be embarrassed. We all have to go through this, but Jesus changed something in who we were. I just want to ask the facilitators just to pray for them. Is there anyone else that want to respond to that call? Then I'm going to ask you, if you're a tree and there's no fruit, is it because you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Maybe some of you have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you've never even heard this, and you want this. You want to receive the power of God in your life. You want to say, yes, I want to be in that place that whatever I ask in the name of Jesus, He will give to me. Is there anyone that wants this amazing gift of God? If you just want to raise your hand, we can see who you are. Is there anyone? Thank you for that hand. So I'm just going to ask you to be bold and come forward, that we can pray with you. If there's any people who just need that infilling of the Holy Spirit, you feel dry, and you just need someone to lay hands on you because you want to experience the Holy Spirit and fire on your life. I just want to ask you to come forward. Is there anyone with words? You feel this God's giving you a prophetic word? Anyone here that just believe God is giving you a word for someone in that? And I want to ask the believers to ask God, because there's people's hearts that actually depend on this now. Ask God, Lord, is there a word, a prophetic word? Is there maybe a word of knowledge that you want to share with anyone? Is there anyone that believes God has given them a word that we can share? This is to edify, to grow, and to exhort the church, because He wants to change life. I want to say specifically for people who are depressed, that God wants to change you this morning. God wants to change you. If there's depression, if there's a heaviness upon you, that God says He wants to take this cloud, this heaviness away from you and give you a moment of praise. Is there anyone that wants to respond to that word?
I just got this scripture in my heart a little bit earlier. Has not the one God made you? You belong to Him in the body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. And I just feel that there might be people here who struggle to have children, and who have fallen into a life that God does not want to have children. So can we just all rejoice in the truth that God seeks godly offspring?
And I'm just going to ask that we, if there's anyone that can feel, we'd like to just bring praise to God, and I want to encourage you, I just want to pray for us, that we smile, that we be kind, that we reach out to people, if there's a cover that's going to fall, that we change it, if there's a man that drives in front of you, that you stop, calm down, and allow the fruit of God to manifest in your life, to pray a lot, especially when you get angry or when you get upset with people. But to, for the men to open the doors for the ladies, when you come home, to be kind to your family, to be nice to them, to be a blessing where we go. If we walk into the, if we walk into a shop, and smile and say, hello, how are you? And say something nice about everyone that we meet. If people look down, we have to stop and give them a moment. If you are late, be late. Rather be kind than being late or be early. That we reach out to people with our smiles. It's God's kindness that leads to repentance. So I just want to pray for you, and I think all of us, especially me, and I want to repent before God of not being there, because I realize this is what God proves, because He wants us to bear the much fruit. He wants us to be different. So Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for Your Spirit to come mightily upon us, Lord, that we can smile, Lord, that we can be kind to all people in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that we will not be shy for You, that we will be bold in who we are, because You want to change lives, Lord God. You want people's lives to be impacted by the love that You have for us, Lord. Father, I pray that wherever we go, Lord God, we will go thinking of acts of kindness, to smile to all people, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that many people will live long lives, Lord, because they walk in loyalty and kindness. That they will be promoted and they will experience the favor of God and of man in their lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Your Spirit, Lord, to lead us, for us to keep in step with Your Spirit in all things that we do, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, especially for people that need healing, Lord, especially emotional healing, that You will just come and show them who You are in Jesus' name. That You are a Father that loves, that You want to change us, Lord, to become sons and daughters, children of God, because we know we are bound by Your love. To reach out, not to live for ourselves anymore, Lord, but to live for everyone out there who need You. That we can go and reach out, Lord, to those people and have them reconciled to the Father through Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for the ministry of reconciliation to rest upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, even yesterday when we washed one another's feet, Lord, and that one or two ladies who are both in their 60s, and they just talked about the first date and how this brought reconciliation in their hearts, Lord. That we will go, Lord, and have a heart to wash feet of people around us, Lord. Of reaching out and touching, Lord, and changing lives. Because that is who You are. Your kindness leads to repentance in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to bring this last song of praise to You. And as we bring the praise, Lord, I pray that You will remove the heaviness from some lives here this morning, Lord.